From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori, sitting in for Alex Chadwick. We start today's program with politics, the power of Oprah on the Democratic side, and the Huckabee surge among Republicans.
Oprah Winfrey spent the weekend stumping with Barack Obama in three of the states with the earliest presidential contests. In each of those states, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, polls show Senator Obama closing the gap with frontrunner Hillary Clinton. And in the case of Iowa, he's now ahead. Those polls were conducted before Oprah campaigned with him.
The double bill of Oprah and Obama drew more than 50,000 people to four events over the weekend. NPR's Robert Smith went to the last show in Manchester, New Hampshire, to see if anyone was swayed by the spectacle.
The Obama campaign may have been organizing the event, but they weren't the only ones taking advantage of it. The thousands of people lined up in the New Hampshire snow to catch a glimpse of Oprah were like political sitting ducks. The Chris Dodd campaign worked the line.
Experience counts. Support Chris Dodd.
The Oprah fans were also pestered by healthcare unions, anti-global warming groups, the AARP, and Dennis Kucinich fans like David Minout.
Because there's lots of people here that are undecided and that don't know what Dennis stands for.
If Obama's got Oprah, what does Dennis Kucinich have?
Oh, yeah, Sean Penn.
Yeah, no offense, Mr. Penn, but it's hard to believe that you could pack a hockey arena like Oprah did, even if the voters of New Hampshire, like Sheila Bergenone, wouldn't admit that they could be swayed by celebrities.
I like Oprah, but no, I'll make up my own mind.
Well, I mean, has she ever sold you a book?
Every book, actually.
Have you ever bought something that was featured on her show?
I have.
So what's the difference? A candidate, a book, a magazine?
Well, it's a national decision for our president compared to reading a book. That's a big difference.
Sure, but it wasn't Obama's policy positions alone that got gray-haired women in brightly colored sweaters doing the wave. Jason Chamberlain usually attends hockey games here and said it's a whole different vibe.
I guess the crowd just seems to be a little more yuppie than normal. My dad asked me to go get him a beer, and I just told him they weren't serving him. I didn't even check, but I don't think they are. I didn't see any.
This crowd didn't need alcohol to go nuts. Just the sight of Oprah's hand parting the curtains was enough.
You know, we started out in Iowa last night. I was a little nervous. I'm beginning to like this.
It turns out that Oprah's feel-good, self-help patter fits right in on a political stage.
Keep doing the same thing, the same way, all the time, you will get the same results. So now is a time for change we can believe in.
She was so smooth and disarming. It took me a couple of beats to realize that the same thing she was referring to was Senator Hillary Clinton. Oprah then took on the skeptics, who said she was just peddling a candidate like so much merchandise on her show.
I know we all know the difference between book clubs and favorite things and free refrigerators. I know y'all were hoping I bought that refrigerator tonight. I just couldn't swing it.
But even Senator Obama himself wasn't buying all that modesty. He told a story about being backstage at Oprah's show with his press secretary.
And he turned to me and he said, you know, if Oprah said, kill all the husbands, the blood would be running in the streets. That's power.
Yeah, Oprah got more laughs, but the crowd gave Obama just as long of a standing ovation in the end. As the candidate would say, the place was fired up. Helene O'Brien came out to the arena from Dover.
I think the Oprah impact is going to be significant, but we won't know about it for a little while. She'll get that women vote.
O'Brien, it should be said, was already an Obama supporter. In fact, standing outside the arena afterward, everyone I stopped was already either a volunteer or a donor or a longtime fan of the senator. So maybe Oprah didn't reach that many real, undecided New Hampshire voters last night. But one volunteer said the event gave her the energy and the motivation to go out and find them. Robert Smith, NPR News, Manchester.